Well, greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that's above every other name, at the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He, the Lord Jesus Christ, He is the Lord. He is above it all, and in Him we live, we move, and we have our being. And I greet you in the middle of some turbulent times in the world. It is it is Friday the 13th, 2020, March 13th, 2020, and yeah, how you doing out there? In the middle of everything that's going on, in the middle of all the things that are taking place, how are you? You know, I want you to know that that you're not alone. God has got your back, and you've got to trust Him in the middle of all that's going on. And Jesus said, "My sheep will know My voice. They won't follow another." Now, there's a lot of voices out there right now. There's always been a lot of voices, but there are so many voices right now, screaming, saying all kinds of things, but in the end, blind leading the blind, and when the blind lead the blind, they all end up falling into a ditch. Now you, follower of the living God, you just do what God has for you to do. As you do the things that God has for you to do, you're going to see and know and understand His plan, His purpose, His will, His way for you. If you listen to the voices of the world, you're just going to be, in the best case scenario, confused. In the worst case scenario, fearful. Perfect love drives out all fear. So when you've got the love of God flowing in your life and in your heart, you're not going to be in a place of fear. You're not going to be living in a place of fear. All right? So, instead of fear, if whatever you're feeling, bring that before God. Bring that to Him. And allow Him to work with those emotions, those feelings, those questions, those concerns. So, with what's going on right now in the world, you know, I think sometime in the future, maybe people will go back and listen to some of these podcasts and they'll say, oh yeah, some of the stuff that these guys are talking about, it's obvious, because after the fact, a lot of stuff is obvious. But during, when you're in the middle of it, God is the one that gives clarity and gives direction, and we need to listen to His voice, because a lot of times you will need to make moves, decisions, choices, and those moves and decisions and choices will come on the heels of sometimes life and death decisions. And listen, for us to live is Christ, to die is gain. So it's okay for us to die. But you want to, for as a follower of Christ, when we go, we want it to be on purpose. You know, when Jesus gave up His life, first of all, He said, "No one takes it from Me. I lay it down on my own accord, only to take it up again. The Father's given Me this." And, you know, this, and that's what He did. So Jesus, on purpose, went to die. He died on purpose. And when He died for the sins of the whole world. He died for your redemption, my redemption, and us to have an unobstructed way to the Father. There's no man that stands before us. The veil has been rent in two. The door's open, veil has been rent. You've got direct connection, direct access to our Father, and you know that, and you can be excited about that. Now, okay, in the middle of what we're in, so let's, you know, I know sometimes I talk a lot of the Word, or just things that God's inspired me to, but I also, you know, with all that's going on, if you listen to the world, you're not going to the world doesn't tell you the truth, all right? And sometimes, you know, it's you might get an insight into something, and God might show you something, and we just need to trust the way that God does what He does. You know, right now, around the world, everybody is kind of grappling with this potential of what this COVID-19 could do to their countries. And because people haven't been truthful, because people haven't been honest, and they haven't been honest with the public, they haven't been honest with each other, it's been very difficult for proper responses and proper things to happen and to take place. And but, you know, starting with there's vested interest in the truth, and a lot of people don't want to be accountable or responsible for the things that they've done that have contributed to the situation that the world is now in. So as I've been watching this whole thing unfold, and you know, I want to float a couple things to you guys too. I have seen an article some time back, and I was kind of wondering about this. It was a UK-based newspaper that said that as things had gone on, they said this COVID-19 had mutated. That's what they called it, and they said they found a second strain of the virus. And now it's a very short window for this thing to have come on the scene, and then for it to mutate, it seems, I mean, okay, what is this? What is actually going on? Then the other aspect too is the fact that okay, what happened in Wuhan, China? Just, I mean, catastrophic. I mean, the imagery that's coming out of there, the for whatever could get past the government censors, they couldn't stop everything. But I mean, the majority of people were dying in their homes there. The healthcare system completely overrun. People dying in the streets, no food on the shelves, and crematorium machines being moved in to burn the bodies, and because they couldn't keep up with it, and these things running around the clock. I mean, this is pretty horrific. Can I just, for the sake of, you know, I don't know how to do this, but let me float a theory. All right, let's just call it a theory. Shall we call it a conspiracy theory, just so we can get it out of the way? And it's because it'll probably be labeled with that. Okay, so now I don't believe that this thing was something that jumped from a bat, from a seafood, or from a seafood market, or a bat market, or wherever it is that they tried to claim that it was from, into the general population and spread like this. What does seem much more plausible, with a biological weapons facility very close by, whether it leaked from there or if it's being used to be linked to there, is something that came out into the population there in Wuhan, that, and there's questions about patient zero being a 20-something female that actually worked there, that was involved in transport. Okay. Something designed, man-made, engineered, for the purpose to spread, for the purpose to do everything of what it is currently doing in Wuhan, has been doing in Wuhan, which something that elicited such a strong response from the government to lock down that entire place, and and the kind of damage those people were taking in themselves if they did survive. So, horrific. Can I float to you this other thought of strain number two not being the same thing. Same thing, similar design, but for a very different purpose. I heard my buddy Zeph talking about something similar recently, so it's worth putting something out there. Let's see how this bears out, because we'll also discuss a little bit about how this could then end up manifesting. Okay, strain number two moves faster, but is less lethal. It moves quicker, spreads faster, designed to carry faster, carry further, penetrate more deeply, but less lethal. Okay. Imagine if you would for a second, this biological agent has come out. Patient zero established, the doubling is taking place among the general population. Now imagine the conversation around the worlds and actual briefings where people actually talk about what's actually going on and deal with the actual facts of a situation. Not the PR version they try to give people to control the narrative or to keep people calm, but where they actually have to deal with what's real. Credible intelligence, okay? Right. Imagine if that, this is just imagination, okay? Imagine in that situation and in that discussion, the decision maker and being presented with the facts. Sir, a biological agent is now getting established and going forward in Wuhan, China. Okay, tell me, what's the nature of this agent? Well, it's been designed to spread, asymptomatic incubation for 2 weeks, but you can still be contagious during that time. Spreads very quickly, extremely contagious, airborne. It stays in the air for several hours, can exist on surfaces for up to 3 days, and is moving quickly, and it's out. Okay, containment. Containment options. Sir, they're doing what they can, but to be honest, the horse is out of the gate, so this is going to spread, and it's going to go global, because that's what it's been designed to do. First stage containment has been tried and unsuccessful. Okay, what are my options? Well, first options discussed, coordination with other countries, okay. Other options. Well, here's another option, sir. Another option is the fact that this is going to be sweeping the globe. We have a second option, a second virus that's engineered similar, spreads faster, but a much less severe reaction in people. And in that situation, what we'll see is you'll see a global pandemic happen. Flu-like symptoms, but much less lethal, much less loss of life. Okay. What's our timetable? Timetables discussed. When do we have to make a decision by? Clock is ticking, sir. The sooner you do it, the sooner you make the decision on this, the more lives that will be spared. Okay? Green light for strain number two, I'm calling it the antidote strain, to be released onto the population. For what purpose? To minimize the loss of life, the severity of the impact compared to strain number one. Strain number one being extremely high mortality rate, terrible symptoms, not indiscriminate age, health, and that's strain one. Global pandemic, hundreds of millions dead. Strain two released, spread as well, but the end result being a lot of people get sick but don't die. Sickness is minor, comparable to a flu, and they build up an immunity so that when strain one comes through, if it reaches them, they don't have that reaction. So the death toll significantly lowered from hundreds of millions, if not crossing into the billion range from strain one, global pandemic, to much, much less. Death toll, you know, possibly in the hundreds of thousands, maybe less, depending on the severity of and the response of people. Okay, another reason why, you know, considered this is in many of the pockets where this virus has been showing up, the thing that's been taking place there is there's no connection. Now, originally when I was seeing there's no connection to Wuhan, China, there's no connection to that linkage that's necessary to establish the spread of the virus. And I did say this some time back, that I had this picture in my head of this thing being aerosoled. And I said, like, you know, in these public elevators, sometimes you see them in restrooms, these things that are stuck against the wall that just go, that just spray into the air. And just these things being put in these kind of places, elevators, restrooms, just aerosoling this as people were going through. Now, again, this is a theory, but if that's being the case, and what's actually being spread is virus number two, which can actually mitigate virus number one, which is coming, and get there ahead of it, and give people a mild, minor, possibly severe, and for some cases, deadly, but not nearly, but it can get there before strain number one, and go through and run through the population. And then strain number one shows up, but it's like a firefighter getting ahead of a blaze. And he's doing a controlled burn. Now, horrible decisions to have to make. Horrible decisions to have to discuss with the general public about bioweapons programs around the world, who has what where, and who would do what with, why do even people even have these? Who are the people engineering these, working on these? Where's the accountability for any of that? Who's liable for this kind of thing? All of these questions that nobody wants to talk about. Destruction of humanity, the destruction of life. Who's responsible for that? The stealing and the killing and the destroying of life, property, people's savings, people's businesses, people's jobs. So, but here's how I see something like that playing out. If strain two that was released, if the purpose of that is to mitigate strain one, and if that has been seeded in other places, ahead of strain one, you'll see the global pandemic. But in a lot of cases, and I've seen some of these accounts now where people are like, oh, it's not so bad. You know, they're fine, they're recovered, and they're going on with their day. If that's the case, and the end result of this is a mitigation of strain one, then you'll see this whole thing burn itself out within the course of this year. You'll see this thing burn itself out within a few turbulent months. And yes, there would be a death toll, but it's not the same thing. So when people are talking about it, they're comparing apples and oranges under the same label. And I saw an interview where a lady was discussing who was on the Carnival ship or was on the Diamond Princess cruise line, and she was saying she feels great. And she tested positive for the coronavirus 3 times. Out, symptoms done, had a fever for a bit, and is fine and carrying on and hiking and doing everything else. And the interviewer even said, "Are you sure you had the coronavirus?" And she said, "Yeah, tested positive for it 3 times. Okay, my question would be, well, which coronavirus did you have? Did you have strain one or did you have strain two? So, will we ever have, you know, an honest, open conversation around the world about the type of weaponry that nation states are holding in reserve, the kind of crazy things that are there that are available for a host of different actors to use that potentially could wipe out this entire planet in... just, I mean, there's how many different ways do you want to die? And yet, in the middle of all that, God is there, and He's going to have His plan and His purpose accomplished. So, in this particular theory, and I'm just going to keep it at this level, you will see this thing burn itself out. And if it does burn itself out, then people say, okay, what was that? Now, right now, we're going to go through the escalation, the fear around you. There's going to be a lot of people very afraid. There's going to be a lot of people that are because they're not built. They don't have a foundation. They don't have a foundation. So, you have a foundation which is in Christ Jesus. You know the rock who is Christ. Practical things you can do just in the middle of all of this. Stay in prayer. Allow God to direct your steps. And make just wise decisions, wise choices. And strengthen your immunity. Do some things for the natural man. So you got the spirit man. Your mental state. Don't feed on garbage. Don't feed on trash. You know, for your body or your mind, you know, keep your focus, your heart, your thoughts in the right way, and physically do some things that are going to just really strengthen that aspect of your being, all right? So, could be completely off on this, but I don't, there's so many things going on under this whole surface and under this whole thing. But as people of God, we need to pray. We need to be there for other people in these times. Speak the truth to them. Minister to them. Be there. Be a blessing for them. You know, rule of lifeguarding. You can't help somebody that's drowning if you're drowning yourself. So, you know, you need to be planted on the rock, who is Christ, and be in a position to make some good decisions and good choices so that you can be of assistance and you can be of support and you can help people. All right? You know, we've mentioned on previous shows too, just basic preparations, which should kind of be there at any given time. 2 weeks, you know, prep for just kind of making sure that your household is taken care of. That can be basic things. It can be, you can do a bare bones version of that. You can build it up whatever level you want to. But, just do that. And the other thing too is, if you do that, don't You don't need to just stick it in some back room for 4 years. If you do that, just kind of cycle it through and deal off the top as you go through. You know, kind of maybe once a month dip into it, take some things out, bring some new things in and restock. See, that way you will always have something fresh. And in the times that we're living in, this is important because there's going to be a lot of shocks to the system in times of tribulation. So in the times we're living in, it's a good general practice wherever you are. You know, look, if you're single, just buy a bunch of Clif Bars, okay? And put a few jugs of water aside. You know, get some batteries and a flashlight. you know, just some basic things, all right? And just so that you've got some things covered, okay? Because then you've got some space, and you don't have to be like everybody else, knee-jerk reactioning their way through one thing after the other. Because fear-based decision-making is not a way you want to live. You want to make decisions and choices very deliberately, very much on purpose. With Jesus, his life was very much on purpose, and when he went to die, it was on purpose. So even to that level, to your death, you want to be dying on purpose. So I say this to you guys today just because, you know, I might as well have some things out there, have some things we can float things, we can have discussion, we can have conversation, we can, because we know we're not getting the truth from any source. There's too many people that have mainstream sources, I should say. There's too many people that have a vested interest in the information and in the narrative. So where they won't tell you certain things, or they try to twist it to a particular way to benefit a particular party, lessen a particular party, increase this, decrease that, show their nation to be stronger than they are, show a political leader to be weaker than he is, whatever it may be. Okay? So you've got to filter through those things, take everything with a grain of salt, but ultimately your direction, your choices, your decisions should be from the Most High God. And that is the place that you need to turn to in all of these times. So take that time, get before God, pray, seek his face, and listen to his voice. And when he gives you something to do, just do it. Just do it. Don't worry about the rest of it, just do it. And listen, in times of tribulation, those are great, wonderful times to be available and to be able to help other people. I'm going to also give you guys this scripture here. Matthew 6:25 says, "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things, of all these. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." So, absolutely. And you know what? The word remains consistent in the time that we're in right now. So seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. God will take care of your needs. Now, in that too, sometimes He's giving you instructions. So do the instructions He gives you, because sometimes that's how He takes care of your needs. Because, I mean, so you've got Elijah, God's sending him to different places, having him do different things. Like, I mean, there's times where it's like, look, go to this place, the ravens are going to feed you. Okay, he goes there, the ravens feed him. Go to this place, meets the Shunammite woman, okay. And God provides for him and for her and her son. Okay, done, good. And sometimes, it's just, hey, get a bag of rice and get a bag of beans. have a camping stove so that you can just get a couple things taken care of if you need to shelter in place for a little bit. All right? And you know what? I'm so grateful for the fact that in the middle of this, in the middle of everything that's going on around the world, hey, we can still reach each other through this means and through this thing. We go forward. I mean, golly, this, just the fact that we can do this is incredible. In the middle of so much disruption taking place, incredible. You know, I had another thought, and it's a bit of a it's a bit of a dark one, but I'll share it with you guys. But we talked on the Human 2020 program with regards to the organ harvesting programs in China and what was taking place there, as we've been praying about these kind of things. How much medical tourism, quote-unquote medical tourism, do you think is happening today with people flying into China to get live organ harvesting from trafficked people? Okay, here's another one. How much human trafficking do you think takes place around sporting events? Well, how much of those are taking place now? Just, these are just considerations, these are just thoughts. We mentioned some time back, the coin's been tossed in the air, and it's going to land. Now, whether it lands heads or whether it lands tails depends in part on a few of the different factors that take place, and we have a role to play in that, in us shining the light that God's put in us. The light is in the world, it's within you. That light needs to shine. And if that light shines, things land in the best way possible. When that light doesn't shine, then how great is that darkness? How much darkness is there? So the light needs to shine in you. And this would be my admonition to you too, to do the thing that God has for you to do. You know, you got to pull the trigger. And in doing so, your contribution and your piece that you play in the bigger piece of the kingdom and God's kingdom coming and God's will being done, it happens and it manifests. So, but the coin's in the air and it's going to land. And some things are going to happen. So, you know, we've been praying for years now, on record, on air, live, every 20th of every month, like clockwork, for and consistently coming to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords to bring before Him this atrocity that is completely opposed to the will of the living God. And God, Jesus came to set the captives free. It's global enslavement in the worst forms possible. And we've been praying. that God's kingdom would come and God's will would be done. We've been praying that the works of the devil would be destroyed. For this reason, the Son of God was manifest to destroy the works of the devil. 1 John 3:8. Okay? All right, we've been praying that. Sometimes the answers to your prayers may not come in the way you think they will. But pray in line with what the Spirit of God is leading you and guiding you to do. One thing that, whatever people might say, one thing that you can say for sure is 2020 has not been dull. 2020 has not been dull. From the moment that that clock clicked over, we have been on a ride. There's a reason, I believe, that God highlighted this particular year. And had all the lead up and all the prayer and all the preparation. So it's the time. And it's the time for the people of God to do their part. So you, my brother, you, my sister, you need to do your part. And your part is to shine that light that God's put in you. Live in the faith of Christ Jesus. Walk with your Savior. Be consummated with the Spirit of the living God so that His life can flow through you and you can be an extension of Him in this world that needs it desperately right now. God will bring people to Himself in and through all of this. You know, I encourage you guys, if you know somebody else that needs to hear this, you know, for a long time we've just been putting the words out there, but we're getting to a stage now where, yeah, if you know people that need to hear this because they need to wake up, share it with them. Share it with them. It's okay. All right? Okay. We love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. We always love to hear from you. I want to pray with you all really quick. Father God, in Jesus' name, I pray for my brothers and my sisters right now. Lord, we pray in Jesus' name for a hedge of protection around your people. Everyone listening to this right now, in Jesus' name, we pray for a hedge of protection around them, for health and wellness in their body, in their beings, in their homes, on their property, in their families, on their pets, in their dwellings. In Jesus' name, Lord God, as they serve you and you are the great physician, that they would be healthy, that they would be provided for, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Lord, in Jesus' name, we pray, Father, for your people. Strengthen your people right now. We pray, Lord God. Command your angels concerning your people, Father, that they may not strike their foot against the stone, but that they would fulfill the purpose and the plan that you have for each and every one of us, and we would not falter and we would not fail. You lead us, you guide us, Father God. We love you, we trust you. In Jesus' name we pray. God bless you all. And amen. 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 God bless you guys. We love you. We love you. We love you. All right? Be encouraged in everything that's going on and everything that's taking place. Hey, no, none of you are surprised. I'll tell you that. If you've been listening, if you've been tracking, if you've been walking with us in this journey, none of this surprises you. You're not caught flat-footed. You are alert, prepared, ready to go on and do what God asked for you to do. Okay. So God bless you. Do the things you need to do in the spirit, in the mental, in the natural. And we'll catch you sometime really soon. God bless you. Talk to you later. Bye.